Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Many people are still not aware of the trillions of dollars of secret federal government bailout loans and subsidies that have been extended to banks since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. Even those who are aware of these programs do not have access to which banks are receiving how much. This strategy of massive secret federal government support to banks and other financial institutions did not start with the onset of the pandemic. In fact, the Federal Reserve injected a cumulative $6 trillion of liquidity into banks through the overnight loans starting in mid-September 2019, months before the pandemic. Even that was not the first time of secret government bailouts. A report 10 years ago finally identified which banks and financial institutions received a total of almost $30 trillion of bailout loans and subsidies during the Great Recession from the first decade of this century. These following institutions each received close to or more than $1 trillion of support during the Great Recession: Citigroup, Merrill Lynch, Morgan Stanley, AIG, Barclays Bank, Bank of America, BNP Paribas Bank, Goldman Sachs, and Bear Stearns. Even that event was not the first time that the federal government extended massive secret loans and subsidies to the financial system. In the aftermath of the September 11, 2001 attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, the government and Federal Reserve took instant action to prop up financial markets. According to a report from the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, by September 12th, the Fed had already loaned funds to banks through the discount window amounts that were more than 760 times the average amount from the previous 10 weeks. Several years ago, Jerry Jordan, who was the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland on September 11th, told me that he instructed his staff that day to do everything possible to instantly loan money to any district bank that requested it. He said to make the loans first and worry about the paperwork and collateral later. Unfortunately, this history of massive secret government bank bailout loans and subsidies that started with the September 11th attacks set a precedent that has done more damage than good ever since. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.